Good morning to one and to all. It is coming up on 15 before 6 o'clock, so the trains are running on time. 34 degrees here. I don't know why. Every time I say that, Jason Cairns, I think of Mussolini. I mean, I guess I can't. I don't mean it in that regard, I guess.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope not.
All right, so it is a Monday, and, you know, I think we've gone back and forth in the title of this. But as a listener was greeting us at Randy's restaurant in Eau Claire on Saturday with a wonderful book, a book of letters from the late, great Henry Nouwen. And I thought, and he referred to it as the best 5 minutes of the day. I'm like, if that's what the listeners are calling it, why don't I just follow that? So that's what this is, the best 5 minutes.
Sure. Yeah, certainly one of the listeners is calling it that.
Thankfully, I didn't struggle with my kids' names. I mean, you know, over the years, like, you know what? I think we're going to call you something else. So, anyhow, how was your weekend?
Well, my weekend was really good. I spent a fair amount of time trying to do some yard planning, and there are things I'm wanting to do outside in the yard, and so did quite a bit of that this weekend.
Good.
Yesterday afternoon, I actually took a nap. I don't normally nap, and yesterday I really was completely out.
Mm-hmm.
My alarm went off, and I kind of had one of those not remembering what day it was sort of experiences.
Oh, yeah. I had a little Sunday nap, too, and it was, you wake up and you go, am I supposed to go to work? Or right?
Yeah,
I hear you.
I also watched the second and third episodes of season two's The Chosen, which, again, was really good. I keep expecting to be disappointed, and I don't know why.
Mm.
But each episode has really been really life-giving. And if folks haven't checked out The Chosen, my goodness, it's really good.
I've watched a little bit of episode one from season two, but I have not got to two and three. So, all right, well, that's good to know. Yeah, I've been hearing really good things about that. Wynn Collier wrote this wonderful, big, thick biography on Eugene Peterson. You read it. And I don't think we ever got, I mean, you wrote a whole kind of a review on it. Is that at jasoncairns.com?
I don't know if I put it there. So one of the other places that I do a lot of, well, maybe not a lot of sharing, but I share is also I have a Goodreads profile, which is kind of Facebook for readers. And so, you know, I talked about it there as well. It's on my Facebook page.
Well, he has a quote that I really liked, and I want to at least begin to share it this morning.
Yeah.
He says this, Wynn Collier says, I want to be a friend where those close to me feel no fear to share shameful things or express potentially combustible disagreements. I want to be the kind of friend with whom others are at ease, where they sense no need to choose their words cautiously or be on guard or be right. That's the first of three paragraphs. Your thoughts on that? I love it.
Yeah, man, I think the, you know, so often it feels like we are guarded or playing our cards close to the vest, right? I think in conversation, because we don't want to say something that feels un-Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, as I read Wynn's statement there, I think the idea that no fear to share shameful things or express potentially combustible disagreements. Man, that's a high and holy calling. I think of, I know for me, it's easier, like with you, to share shameful things than to share potentially combustible things, because I'm a conflict avoider. And, you know, so I think that there's a lot for me to learn.
Yeah, so, let's break that down a little bit. So something that you're ashamed, okay, we can make sense of that. You know, so you find he's saying, I want to be a safe person where, you know, and then also, but how do you, it says, I want to be a friend where those close to me feel no fear to share shameful things or express potentially combustible disagreements. So something that you may get mad at me for this, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep. You know, and I think that's the, you know, to be able to say, boy, I really understand that differently than you do, or I really struggle with how this was put. And to understand that the friendship is not damaged as a result of that, to understand that the other person respects you well enough to be open and safe to share those hard things.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're doing good because we started right before quarter two, and we're only 5 minutes in. So let me close by saying, even yesterday, you shared something on Facebook. It's a pretty short statement. Do you remember what it was, basically, about that people shouldn't use the Bible in a way to be...
Yeah, people shouldn't weaponize the Bible, yeah. is what I had said.
Which means
if
what?
If you weaponize the Bible, I think, for me, I think it's the idea that when we use the Bible to promote division... So what I wrote is, if you weaponize the Bible or use it as an instrument of division, you might be doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's, you know, if, for me, I'm thinking of God as a God of love. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we can take the Bible and use it as a way to distance, to attack right. other people.
So my point of that is, though, I followed up with you on that privately. We chewed yep. on it. And then in even yep. some of it was like, you know, you gave me your honest... I mean, I think that's what's encouraging, is that we're beyond...
Right.
We know each other well enough and feel that the ground is secure enough that we can be more real and more open and more honest, and then even navigate some potentially challenging things. And that's encouraging.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I agree.
All right. On that note, Absolutely. We're out of time. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Good.
All right. All right, WWIB, good to have you aboard. It's the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. How about some cool background music? We talk. It's James Bond. Yeah. Drew Fralick, good morning. First time in 2 weeks because I was a little bit clueless on the phone system last week. I didn't know. Need to dial 9 and then the 1 and then the whole deal. But now I got to figure it out. So good morning from Michigan. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Mark. I love the James Bond music. Love
yeah, it. Yeah. We got a lot of background music, so why not have some fun? So I'm going to start off just technically, our counselor, uh-huh. comedian friend, Drew Fralick. Yeah, so all of a sudden I come into work this morning, I'm checking our desktop computer, and I see like 4 Facebook Messenger messages, and I'm like, oh, there was a friend from Texas who was in the area yesterday, and mm-hmm. you know, and then somebody responded to a text, and I'm like, wow, that's weird, on my phone I hadn't seen it, only to go into Messenger and find out that, oh, that's because I had it set on WWIB and not Mark Halverson, so I was not accessing. I mean, it just is, there's so much technology, and there's just so many little potholes you can fall into, you know?
It's not a big deal. You know, my mother-in-law messages me all the time, and I don't get those. They fall through the cracks. So
no,
it's
no.
understandable.
That's important. Yeah.
Yeah, now this segment, okay, so are we still calling this segment Make Me Laugh Mondays, or is the name changed?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I feel like this segment has evolved, right? Like, we've been doing this for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. The first year was like, Make Me Laugh, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like very slowly, it's yeah. turned into this other thing that's like, the counselor needs counseling from Mark Halverson to like, like warm up and get through the day or something like that. I don't know. I like the evolution.
Yeah, personally. Yeah, yeah. I think we probably, you know, that reminds me. I mean, we try to say it's Make Us Laugh Monday, kind of the overarching for the whole Monday show, because at 7:45, we drop our jokes. We invite the listeners. I could probably do a better job. Thank you for that reminder. We're 75 minutes in. I haven't said, hey, give us your best joke of the day at 715-396-1670. So, Caleb and I gather jokes like acorns throughout the week, and then we share like our 3 best at 7:45. So,
and then you're like chipmunks by 7:45.
Yeah, right. Oh yeah,
bursting with these jokes.
Now
I
today,
love that.
Okay. a lot of weeks. This week, I only have 1 at the present time. So, do you have a joke for us this morning?
A joke? Well, here's the thing. That's the problem. Is yeah. my jokes are like 9 minutes long.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
You,
here's
I'll
the
put
thing.
Your listeners to sleep.
Let me ask you this: when people find out you're a comedian, and you could go almost anywhere, when they find out you does anybody say like, "Tell me a joke"?
Oh yeah, all the time. People say, "Oh, tell me something funny." It's like, well, it's not. That's not quite how it works.
I know it.
It's not. It's like asking a tennis player, like, "Oh, you play tennis? Let's play tennis in the living room right now." It's like, that's, you need a net, you need a racket. It doesn't work like that, you know?
I mean, there's a certain ambiance. I mean, it's just like, I mean, do other people face this? Like, singers, do they just go, sing for me? I mean, maybe.
Just start singing.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. What about other professions? I mean, it's just like.
Yeah. Oh, you're the Lions head football coach? Bite my kneecap.
Yeah, ouch.
Like,
yeah, right.
You're a pro wrestler, you know? I don't know, but counselor for sure. Counselor, it's like, oh, you're a counselor? Oh, I got this problem. You know, like, I can't tell you how many Uber drivers I've counseled on the way to the office. You know?
Barry Alvarez just retired as the Badgers athletic director now, and he'd been the head football coach. But at his farewell news conference, he talked about, he goes, I've heard every Rose Bowl story. Now, and he certainly loves it. He took the Badgers to the Rose Bowl multiple times. I think they won three of them under him, and they hadn't won it in forever. But you got the sense, it was a glimpse behind the curtain, that everybody who sees him has to tell him their Rose Bowl story.
Right. Oh, yeah. That poor man. Yeah, that poor. Speaking of acorns in your cheeks, he must be ready to just, like, burst. Yeah. Oh, that poor man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the new thing. You got to use that in your routine. It's just like people see me, they find out my comment, it's like, tell me a joke. So.
Yeah, tell me a joke. Hurry up. Set the lights up. Let's do this.
Right.
Give me the microphone.
All right. That's hanging out with Drew is what this segment is. Thank you, Drew. He's our counselor, comedian friend there from Michigan. All right, weekend recap is kind of standard fare at 7:19 on the WIB Wake Up Show. I'll dive in. Great quantity time with my wonderful wife, Peggy, over the weekend, including going down to beautiful Phoenix Park in Eau Claire, Caleb, and the Collective Choir was playing.
Sure.
They did two different hours of out, and Saturday's weather was perfect for it. And both at 2 and 3 o'clock, we caught the 3 o'clock lawn chairs, enjoying that, and the new song that Mike Rambo is debuting here back with us, his last radio visit, heard that one, what, today is the day, I believe. And so great stuff with that. Spending some time with the dogs, walking them, getting that needed exercise, walking them and cleaning up after them in the backyard. And capping off the weekend with making the cream of wild rice soup. Added the green peppers, didn't include the onions. Got to get the onions back in there.
All right, very good. I have to say it was a fairly quiet weekend, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I mean, sometimes the best days are when you just don't do a whole lot. And just being blunt, I did not see my family much at all last week because of the hours necessary for Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. It was a blessing to be able to do that, but I didn't see my family much. And so to be able to just spend some time with my kids, and whether it be working on Cooper's basketball form or building a Lego house or just cuddling together, reading some books, it was just a very quiet weekend and a blessed weekend. We'd had some sickness in our household the last couple Sundays, hadn't been able to make it up to church, and so we'd missed Easter. And spending some time with my parents at their house, we actually, of course, because Mom never forgets, still got to do our Easter bag hunt with the kids before we left yesterday evening, and a great time with my sister and her kids. And so just a lot of fun, just quiet family moments. And I have to say the weather absolutely was beautiful yesterday. Spent a lot of time outside.
Yeah.
So couldn't ask for much more than that.
Absolutely.
It was definitely the type of weekend that I really was looking forward to and able to get it. So,
I was praying grace and rest for you because you had such a busy week. So
it absolutely it was, and just couldn't have asked for a better weekend. And now ready to dive back in head first here.
All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, and this is where we hit you with our best jokes. We've got three apiece, and let's get after it here. Caleb, I invented a new word.
Did you?
Yeah, plagiarism.
Well, it's getting to be that time of year, Halvo, and I've had enough of gardening. I'm just about ready to throw in the trowel.
There you go. All right. Hey, why do we tell actors to break a leg?
I'm not sure.
Because every play has a cast.
Did you know that we got new puppies over the weekend?
No.
I named them Rolex and Timex. They're going to be watchdogs.
There you go. That is a dad joke. And my last one, I don't know why they say having a dog prepares you for having a child, because no dog of mine ever wanted to watch Frozen 47 days in a row.
Way too true. My last one here on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Please send us yours at 715-396-1670. I just bought a thesaurus, Halvo, and when I got home, I found out that all the pages in it were blank. I have no words to describe how angry I am.
No, you don't.
Okay. Make Us Laugh Monday. Hopefully you at least cracked a little bit of a smile. A giggle.
But then you can
a
go
hiccup,
something? I can do better than that between now and 9.
Let us know. 715-396-1670. Hopefully bringing you just a little bit of joy this morning.
Well, I don't know, Caleb. I invited Michelle and Dave. I said, I think maybe the three of us, we should go have breakfast, lunch, and dinner out. But they were completely against it. I think they kind of just wore themselves out hanging out with you last week. Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. So I'm glad to hear you caught your breath a little bit. But all in all, what a week, huh?
It was absolutely incredible. And again, thank you to all of those business sponsors, to all of you who stepped up and met the challenge. $13,300 given away in surprise big tips to a total of 16 local restaurants in Western Wisconsin over the course of 4 days.
Yeah. And we have the audio of a few more of those. We've been doing this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Let's do it one more time this morning. The first three that you stopped at on Friday, and the first one right across the road at Heckles.
Yeah, here we go.
We have something a little extra for you here today. You can open that. This is just for you and your staff today. We just wanted to say thank you.
Wisconsin's biggest? We are Oh my gosh, you guys, this is too much. Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
We know you bring a lot of joy to a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, we did notice the decline also in our own pockets, you know, because of less people. Wow, what a joy this is bringing to us all.
That was our server, Vicky, and that was a very nice way to start off Friday.
Dan, these are fantastic videos. Let me just encourage you. They're on the WIB Facebook page. I've shared like 15 of them on my personal Facebook page and getting great reactions. Yesterday at church, people are like loving the videos. So let's move on. Your second stop Friday was where?
Fill-in station in Chippewa Falls, a local favorite, and we were talking with Kara.
This is for you today. You can open this up. We just wanted to bless you guys and do a little bit more than usual today. So,
wow.
This is for you and your staff. We just wanted to let you know that you're loved and you're not forgotten about, and we appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you. That's, the owner will appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so
you
much.
You bet. Thanks so much.
And Fill-In Station is great. I love their deals on pizzas if you get there between 4 and 6.
Like a 7-topping pizza. It's insane how good of a deal it is. And their pizza is so good. And then that
their
day I brought back, cheese curds are incredible. And I brought back pizza fries for my kids. Uh-huh. And they did actually save a couple for daddy by the time. But they were so good.
I saw it. They served those in a pretty big box, too.
Yes. Very, very good deal.
And then stop number 3, you were not alone. Right? You went to it with Craig, our buddy from Marquardt.
Yeah, so Craig from Marquardt Motors along with Ryan and then Michelle from Mid-Mornings, and we all went to Northern Tap House south side of Eau Claire.
So Craig from Marquardt's here and has a little something extra for you guys.
Look, congratulations. Thank you. I'm not even crying right now.
You can go ahead and open that now for you guys and for your staff.
Yeah, we'll definitely share everything. We're pretty nice here.
So much for the meal, for the great service, and Brooke, hopefully it's a fun early day.
She's never going to want to leave us. It's her first day, but she's a rock star already.
So was Brooke, it was her first day or
what? Yeah, so our servers were Ronnie and Brooke. So Ronnie was the veteran. She'd been there for a while, but this was Brooke's very first day on the job. And, and again, they share everything there too. And there are a lot of folks. Craig was sitting with an eye toward the kitchen. He's like, there's a lot of people just keep looking down at this envelope and looking back out at us.
And in fact, then you got another stop and people can see this on the video from the manager.
Yeah, Greta came out.
She looks like staff in shock right now.
Thank you for this because it really has been a really difficult year for a lot of my staff members and thank you because it's been a crazy year, so thank you. Because of you and their and the community support that we've been able to continue to hire and get our staff fully back, so very thankful.
We want to love other people like we've been loved.
Some very special moments on Friday. And again, all those videos, as Halva mentioned, are on the WWIB Radio Facebook page, including our very last one, our delivery driver, Ryan, from Pizza Del Rey. And we were able to surprise him with our very last tip for Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. And that one's worth a watch, I think, as well.
Take the Caleb and Wib Challenge. Go watch these videos. Watch them. And See if you can do it without your tears coming, because you can't. I mean, I'm getting the waterworks even listening to this again this morning.
It was a special, special week, and we thank the Lord for making it happen through all of you, his people, again, catching that vision. Thank you so much, WWIB family.
It is the WIB Wake Up Show, and we've got Focus on the Family, top of the hour, followed by Mid-Mornings with Michelle, all the way until 11. Pat Wall and taking you through the broadcast day. And Greg Stewart's returned today, Caleb.
Yes, great to have Greg back after that knee surgery.
Absolutely. And also, we're hoping that the state fairs will be back. More and more of these activities for the outside and people getting together. And one of those, the Florida State Fair, kicking off this week on Thursday in Tampa.
Wow.
And here are some of the very unusual foods that visitors will be able to buy. Starting off with the Flaming Hot Cheetos Funnel Cake. I don't know. The funnel cake mix.
I mean, funnel cake sounds good and Flaming Hot Cheetos are good, but I wouldn't have thought of combining them.
Made with cornmeal, spices, fresh jalapenos, and crushed Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Interesting. 2021 Florida State Fair, which kicks off April 22nd. Here's another fair food you can find. Pickle pizza. The pickle pizza is made with a white garlic sauce base topped with mozzarella cheese and dill pickles. I would absolutely try this. Absolutely. Mm. It sounds delicious.
We've got some big pickle lovers in my family. I mean, I don't mind them, but I wouldn't. I'm not on the top of the heap of that, but that sounds different. Also, you've got the pig rig, which is a grilled cheese stuffed with barbecued pulled pork and mac and cheese finished with a barbecue sauce.
Yes. Yes. 1,000 times. Yes. Absolutely. Totally down.
And this reminds me of one of the orders you had. You had a peanut butter and jelly out at one of the restaurants.
Yeah, Aroma Cafe. Their panini. It was like a panini
Thorpe,
press.
Right?
But yeah, out in Thorpe. Wonderful, wonderful local restaurant. Yeah. And so I had something maybe similar to this. Peanut butter and spicy jelly tater tots. Now, I have to say, Aromas, they use a nice sweet raspberry jelly and there was nothing spicy in it. So I probably would have preferred that to this state fair food. Peanut butter and spicy jelly tater tots. Tater tots smothered in peanut butter. A little out there, but maybe. But then spicy jelly as well, too. I'm not sure how that would mix, but I'd take a bite. Someone
Ronnie
else is
Appleseed
paying for it.
From Avenue Orchard has introduced me to the whole idea of spicy jelly. And here's the thing. Once you try it, it's hard to go back.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the thing. Raspberry jalapeno jelly from Avenue Orchard is one of my wife's absolute favorite jellies.
Good.
And I have to say, the last jar that I got, it didn't last a real long time. And so then it's kind of like, Ronnie, gotta get down there again. Yeah. Just south
and they've
of
got
Eau Claire.
A lot of choices in that regard, and they're all worth trying.
Yeah, so. Don't forget about a quick plug. Don't forget about their Mother's Day baskets, including your choice of any two jams and jellies, and supporting lots of local businesses.
Looking forward to seeing him in here on Wednesday.